Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Oh my God, Ross, total head back.
The dude who's interviewing us looks like he's only out of Temple Moor a wet week, but I'm still sweating like a trumpet player's arse crack. He goes, "Let's get this statement taken, will we?" And I'm there, "I still think you'd prefer to have my solicitor present. I've left a message for him." Sirica goes,
"Ross, we are here voluntarily to try to help out our friends who've been, oh my God, wrongly accused of like burning down their holiday home."
"No one's accusing anyone of anything," the dude tries to go.
Sirica's there, "The insurance company is refusing to pay out because they're saying it was possibly arson."
The dude goes,
"We're satisfied that it was arson."
"And we're here to tell you that it couldn't have been Claire and Garrett," Sirica goes, "because we were with them the entire time. And if you check your records, you'll see that I'm a peace commissioner."
This clearly means fuck all to the dude. He's like,
"A what?"
"A peace commissioner," Sirica goes, "under Section 88 of the Courts of Justice Act 1924. It means I'm someone in the community whose word is trusted. I'm also a founding member and chairperson of the Peace and Justice Commission at school and the recipient of a Global Leader in Humanitarian Service Award from the Renala and Rathgore Lions Club and a Minister for the Eucharist.
I consider throwing in a mention of my Leinster School Senior Cup medal since we're talking about achievements, but I decide to keep it up my sleeve for now. Instead, I go, "I still think I'd prefer to wait until Hennessy gets here." That gets the dude's attention. He's like,
"Hennessy Coughlin O'Hara? He's your solicitor."
You see, in legal circles, Hennessy's name actually means something. Mainly that you're as guilty as sin. I'm there, "Do you know the dude?"
He's like, "Just by reputation. Everyone talks about him."
"Look," Sirica goes, changing the subject back, "if it was arson, then the insurance company is borking up the wrong tree, thinking it was Claire and Garrett. I still say it was a protest against gentrification."
The dude goes, "What's that?"
Gentrification? You can't open an artisan restaurant in the middle of, no offence but, Bray, then start serving massaged figs and autumn watercress and sheltered salmon sliders without making a lot of people nervous and even angry. I think someone burned down their holiday home as a warning."
"Well, that's just speculation," the dude goes. "All I'm interested in hearing is what happened on the night of the fire. You went to the pub."
Sirica's like, "That's right. Claire is like one of my best friends from my UCD days, even though she went to Loretto Bray and I went to, obviously, Mount Anvil. We just, like, hit it off. Anyway, she and her husband Garrett invited us to spend a week with them in Ballycanoe. The first day, the weather wasn't great, but Garrett took out his guitar and we spent the afternoon singing mostly crowded house songs."
Jesus Christ, I'm having Vietnam-style flashbacks here.
"Then in the evening," Sirica goes, "the weather started to pick up, so we went to the pub. And like I said, there was no way they could have set fire to the place because we, like, had eyes on them the entire time."
The dude goes, "Your daughter went back to the caravan at one point, is that right?"
"According to Garrett's statement, it was to get her contact lenses."
I'm there, "Can I try Hennessy's number again? We're entitled to a phone call, aren't we? You always see that on TV."
"Honor doesn't wear contact lenses," Sirica goes. "I think Garrett must have misheard her. She actually went back for her Invisalign braces."
The dude looks through his file. He's like,
"Sorry, I left his statement on my desk. Excuse me."
And he fucks off out of the interview room.
Sirica goes, "Oh my God, can you believe this guy? Did you see the blank look on his face when I mentioned my Global Leader in Humanitarian Service Award?"
I decide to just tell the girl the truth. Mad as it sounds, sometimes it's easier that way. I'm like, "Sirica, Honor burned down the caravan."
She's there. "Excuse me?"
Honor set fire to it, I go. Her mouth drops open and she doesn't utter a word for a good, like, 20 seconds.
"Oh my God," she eventually goes. "That's like, oh my God."
I'm there, "I had a feeling you'd say that. That's why I didn't tell you."
"But
Why? Why would she do something like that?
Why do you think? Your friends are knobs, Sirica. The finger of blame has turned upon itself. I couldn't have sat through a fucking week of that. No one could.
Oh my God, you put her up to it.
I didn't put her up to it, but yeah, no, I didn't exactly discourage her, especially when she said that Ronan had taught her how to make it look like an accident.
Oh. My. God.
All of a sudden, the Gorda dude walks back into the room.
Yeah, he goes, reading what I'm presuming is Garrett's statement. Both Garrett and Claire heard your daughter say that she was going back to the caravan for her contact lenses.
Surik is there. I don't wish to say anything further at this time.
Oh, that rocks the dude back on his George Webb heels.
You don't have to say anything, he goes. You're here of your own volition.
Well, I just want you to know that we will not be saying another word until our solicitor is present.
At that exact moment, there's a loud bang as the door is literally kicked open and Hennessy marches into the room.
Shut your fucking mouths, he goes.
This is the kind of legal advice he charges like 10 grand for.
My clients are being questioned here today in breach of the Constitution of Ireland 1937, the United Nations Declaration of Human Rights 1948, and the Geneva Convention 1949. You two idiots, get the fuck out of here now.
Me and Sirica both stand up and head for the door. I can't help but notice that the Gorda dude is staring at Hennessy in just like total awe.
Hennessy Coughlin O'Hara, Hennessy goes,
flinging a business card across the room at him.
You'll be hearing from me, and so a fucking G-Sock.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.